Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Hunter Biden will plead not guilty to federal firearms charges after a delay of years by federal authorities to forward the case. Biden is accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a firearm in October of 2018. The three-count indictment from a special counsel overseeing the case, prosecutors have another issue brought up yesterday. Biden is asking to enter the not guilty plea remotely via video conferencing, saying it would avoid the cost of Secret Service protection as he travels from California to Delaware, an action that was not afforded to presidential candidate Donald Trump. Also in question, Biden's mugshot, taken when the first plea deal was denied by a judge, has not been released by federal authorities. An illegal immigrant from Peru has been charged with murder after being arrested by police in Texas. Maverick County Sheriff's Office confirmed 64-year-old Roberto Emilio Vasquez Santamaria was arrested in connection to a homicide Monday in Eagle Pass, Texas. ICE agents released Santamaria into the United States with a court date of 2025. Law enforcement is not releasing any details about the victim, specifically if the murdered person was a U.S. citizen or not. Las Vegas, Nevada police and the Clark County District Attorney's Office say a second underage suspect was arrested in the death of a former police chief who was killed in a car versus bike crash last month that may have been intentional. Chief Andreas Probst ran the Bell, California Police Department before his retirement. District Attorney Steve Wolfson says both juveniles are expected to be tried as adults. NASA scientists have predicted there's a chance that a massive asteroid that they've been tracking could hit Earth in the year 2182. Bennu, a near-Earth object, orbits the Earth roughly every 6 years and is about a third of a mile wide. USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
United Nations security personnel yesterday detained Israel's ambassador to the UN shortly after he left the General Assembly Hall to protest a speech by the Iranian president. It was not clear why he was being detained, though he was later released. The ambassador told media outlets he was detained with unacceptable brutality. Before leaving the UN Hall, Gilad Erdan held up a picture of Mahsa Amini, an Iranian woman who was brutally murdered last year by the country's so-called morality police for not properly wearing her head covering. A San Diego-based sunglasses company is making national headlines in the college football world.
Terry Snyder with Blenders Eyewear in San Diego says the company has received a boost the last few weeks from their partnership with Hall of Famer and head coach of 19th-ranked Colorado, Deion Sanders.
The college football season has been insane for us so far, especially after we decided to partner with Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes as their preferred sunglass partner.
Coach Prime has been wearing a special version of Blender sunglasses, and during last week's nationally televised rivalry game against Colorado State, he was called out by the opposing coach for wearing them during interviews. Dan turned that into a marketing opportunity, buying blenders for his whole team.
That's Dave Collins reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Pakistan is home to almost 240 million people. Studies indicate that only 1.6% of them claim to be Christian. That means there are over 236 million people in Pakistan who need to be given the chance to hear the gospel and accept Jesus as their Savior. This is why the Tide Ministry is determined to declare the truth about Jesus in the languages spoken by various people groups in Pakistan. Believers in Pakistan and the surrounding region are grossly outnumbered and face extreme persecution. And it's up to us to find ways to support and encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ as they endure discrimination and persevere in the face of blatant attacks. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, our southern border continues to be invaded. Thousands more coming across. Mayor Adams is saying, enough, I surrender, the white flag, help somebody. I mean, they're overwhelmed, and it's not just Mayor Adams. I mean, there's other cities across the country. Of course, you imagine these border states, what they've been enduring for a long time. Meanwhile, the House Oversight Committee, led by Chairman James Comer, announced that he is holding his first impeachment inquiry hearing on Thursday of next week. Rick Manning joins us now. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Must be all kinds of fun there on the Beltway. You know, the buzz is just, it's just nonstop. I mean, you guys, nobody has anything to talk about over there.
No, it's a, you know, normal quiet time. And you didn't even mention that we're running into another government shutdown. So
exactly. Yeah, that was coming up next. I knew you were going to jump on that. But, yeah, exactly. I mean, to shut down or not to shut down, Rick, I mean, somebody's got to hold the line somewhere. I mean, we always get to this point, and this is delivered by both sides. I don't know why they always want to blame Republicans, just because the Republicans won't play fair and they just won't go along. And maybe this might be the one, you know, the one zip code too far for them, because here we are. Yesterday, $33 trillion we hit.
Yeah, well, it's a ironically, the worry isn't so much about the debt, which it should be, but it's attempting to get some other things done. I'm going to give some good news because we don't do that often, but Chip Roy from the Freedom Caucus has reached across to the people who are the more moderate Republicans, something called the Main Street Coalition, and they have come up with a proposal for dealing, so being able to get a debt ceiling, or not a debt ceiling, a CR done, a continuing resolution done, that's built around some reforms to the immigration policy, which will hamstring Biden somewhat in terms of his policy of just ignoring the border and sending people all over the world, all over the country with just essentially say, come on in.
Help me out here for just a minute, just regarding the border and Biden's policies. I mean, this is all a bunch of BS. This is manure being piled on the heads of the American people. Isn't there anything more radical that can be done? You know, this president is breaking the law.
There is more things more radical than be done. Mayorkas should be impeached, and that's something we've been advocating for at least a year and a half. But the Secretary of Homeland Security should be denied. You know, should have his his access card removed and fired from his position. But that's, you know,
But to your point, though, Rick, I agree. Something has to be done right away, though. Something dramatic has to be done.
And what they're doing, and I'm not going to say it's dramatic because it isn't, but there's a whole series of laws that the administration is essentially abusing and manipulating to effectively do the catch and release that they've got. And what the Republicans in the House are looking at is are putting financial restraints on their ability to do those things and trying to force them to follow the law and to go and use the Trump Remain in Mexico policy and trying to restore some of the things we know worked.
Exactly.
And by using the power of the purse, telling them very directly, micromanaging them, you might say, to say, you have to do it this way. You cannot do what you're doing, okay? And that's the, because it breaks the, it doesn't break the law, it breaks the spirit of the law. And they're sitting there, so they're now, and the fact you've got across Republican, normally intractable lines, these two groups don't talk to each other. They don't like each other. In fact, one would say that they probably hate each other at the core.
You're talking the conservative caucus and the
liberal Republicans and the conservative Republicans have come together with something that they've agreed on in dealing with the border. It tells you how bad the border's gotten that it's brought them together. Now it's not build a wall. It's not those kind of things. It's making real changes to how Department of Homeland Security enforces the law through fiscal restraint. They also are putting they're trying to enforce the debt deal and say you can't have an increase of spending over this amount, over a certain amount that was what was agreed to in the debt deal. And right. So it's not in any way, shape, or form. If I sat there and I drew up what needs to be done, it's not that, but it's something. And the fact is, it's something I think that given you've got the range of support, it's something that the Republicans in the Senate should be able to come together around to try to force real change on Joe Biden through this negotiation. So
yeah, but do the senators have the intestinal fortitude, Rick? That's the ongoing question, because some of the things that have been presented, I mean, I thought what Chip Roy had presented, I mean, basically this is a 30-day pause, 8% cutback in these areas that,
once again, I think the answer to that is the fact that the liberal Republicans in the House who represent New York and else and other, in many cases, more Democrat areas. They are for the fact that there was a coming together and agreeing on stuff that isn't, like I say, it's not the big solution, but it is at least a reasonable way of going about trying to get something done that people can agree upon. That puts a lot of pressure on the Senate, because it won't just be, oh, these are the MAGA Republicans that Mitt Romney hates so much. It'll be this is coming from the so-called reasonable ones, and it put a lot of pressure on the Senate to do something, because the truth of the matter is the senators are looking around and they're seeing people like Eric Adams from New York City mayor saying, you know, this is untenable. We can't continue doing this. And it's going to be really hard for the senators from New York to sit there and say, Schumer in particular, to say to the mayor of New York, well, no, we're not going to do anything structurally about it. Their answer, you know, let's give more money to New York to house people, is not the answer, because there's no amount of money that you can give them to meet the demands of how many people coming across the border. So
they're running out of hotel space, amongst other things, right?
Well, they've got plenty, because nobody wants to go to New York for tourism because the crime rate going up. But so I guess they've got a lot of openings. But the fact is, they're filling those openings. You put the illegal population $500 hotel rooms. You sit there it's really hard to make those hotel rooms come back to being $500 hotel rooms.
You think?
So.
Without a doubt. We've got to go to break. Rick Manning is with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, and we've got more to share with you. Stay right where you are.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, we're independent as all get out, and that's why we can talk like this. I mean, there's many networks that can't, be this open and honest and truthful for you. But we're in pursuit of the truth no matter where it leads on your behalf, because we don't want you to be so dumbfounded. You know, because that's what the mainstream media, and that's what Joe Biden would want you to be, is dumbfounded. The low-information voter that's been reduced to its lowest common denominator, that doesn't know what it's talking about, doesn't know about the Constitution of the United States, which we just celebrated our Constitution Day this past Sunday. And, you know, for those of you that did take our recommendation and pause and read the book, or read the, you know, read the Constitution, I'm sure you were greatly blessed. I mean, I heard people just say, you know, wow, they just, you know, couldn't believe what a brilliant document. Well, yes, it's a brilliant document. And then you read it in the context of the life that we're living here in America, and you go, well, what happened? How are these guys able to break the law and get away with it? Okay, the reason they are is because you have an inactivated citizenry. See, those three important words of the Constitution, we the people, okay, that is a statement, that's a manifesto, that is a command of action, that we the people, the government that we have is based on we the people, okay? If you acquiesce and subordinate your positional authority, you got the America we've got today. And the elites, guess what? They're eating it up. They're happy. Nancy Pelosi's happy to make all kinds of money. She's fat and happy, so to speak. Joe Biden's working his side hustle deals with he and the family. And what we got grandkids, people getting money that they nobody knows what they did. And, of course, they set up a system that anybody that has been involved with these kinds of investigations, Rick Manning, they know this thing smells to high heaven. It is obvious there's shenanigans that have taken place. But, you know, Representative Comer and the committees are doing their due diligence to, you know, follow the money to make sure that there's no question. And it's galling to me when Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of them, I get it, okay, they're hacks. You got to defend your guy. But when you say there's no evidence whatsoever, I mean, you got to come up with a better narrative than just a flat out lie, right?
Well, you do, but here's where they moved the bar, the goalposts on it, too. They used to say there's no evidence. Now they're saying there's no evidence, direct evidence, that Joe Biden personally benefited from these transactions. So they're admitting that Hunter Biden made a lot of money and that the entire Biden family has been beneficiaries. The part that they're denying is that, oh, yeah, that's but Joe didn't get any money, so it doesn't count.
And Bob Alinsky and what's his name? Witness
Devin
number
Archer.
Two, Devin Archer,
right.
Talks of the big guy and a percentage that he gets, not to mention from Hunter Biden's laptop saying that dad, you know, he pays dad 50% of his salary.
Right.
I guess that's just
well, they're ignoring that. They are, and so the and one of the things that concerns me is that James Comer in when he's describing the investigation earlier this week, sat there and he talked about really the need to actually show that Joe Biden was a direct personal beneficiary, and I think quite honestly we have already that's already been shown. Mm-hmm. We've shown that he used government power to create to create the wealth. We know that he's the brand, so they know all that. And I don't care if he got a dime in his checking account. If none of his relatives were getting paid,
right?
Nothing other than access and to Joe Biden and him actually taking actions that we could show were directly related to those payments. That is in and of itself is the impeachable offense. I don't care if Jill or Joe cashed a check. Mm-hmm. If everybody in their family's cashing checks, then that's selling access for money, and not just access, but selling actual government action and policy for money. Mm-hmm. And if that isn't impeachable, nothing is. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, simple. If that's not impeachable, nothing is. And by the way, Bill, we focus on Ukraine, and I can, mm-hmm. you know, I can give you the quid pro quo on Ukraine really quick. We've all seen the
right.
video, but
right.
but it's even worse than that, because here's what Joe Biden did. He got a phone call from Hunter Biden with the two top Burisma executives. Okay. They called, this is from Devin Archer. They called up Washington, Joe Biden, and they said, we've got a problem with this prosecutor. 4 days later, Joe Biden make
now, this is the same. This is the same prosecutor that the Obama administration was
right.
bragging about, saying he did a great job in cleaning up the corruption there in Ukraine. Right,
100%, 100%. And so he's 4 days later. He's Joe Biden is giving a speech before the parliament in Ukraine. And on the flight over, Joe Biden changed the speech and changed the administration policy to being critical of this guy's last name, Shokin. And said, so they took a speech where they were going to praise him for the actions he'd taken. And Joe Biden became critical and changed the tone of the speech to being critical that they hadn't been doing enough and they had to get at this, this prosecutor. Okay. That's the same meeting where he told them he's not giving them the money.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. So then, about 5 months later, the prosecutor's fired. Joe Biden is in a conversation. This is an official readout from the vice president's office of the conversation. This, we find out they transcribe these things.
Right.
Official readout was Joe Biden thanking him, praising him, the president of Ukraine, praising him for getting rid of the prosecutor and saying, and the $1 billion is in the mail.
Right.
So, I mean, this is but the fact that 4 days after a phone call, he gets in front of he changes his policy in the United States on the plane to Kiev, and then he gets in front of the Ukrainian parliament and attacks the guy who 4 days earlier, who said this guy's causing trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a change in, just that line of events is impeachable.
Well, I know this is a little bit of a sidebar here, but slightly. My question is, Barack Obama sent him over there to laud his praises, give him $1 billion, all hunky dory, and meanwhile there is a change. I mean, where's Barack Obama in this? I mean, he can't control. Barack Obama can't control Dr. Fauci. He tells him, "Don't give millions of dollars to the Wuhan laboratory." He can't control his vice president. Who is Barack Obama?
Well, that's a great question, and it's ultimately, if Barack Obama had said at any point in time in the last 3 years since this has come up, since we became aware of these dealings, if Barack Obama had said, he was acting under my direction. This was his vice president, I'm the president, and we did this. I had no idea about anything with Hunter. He was acting under my auspices. That would have been a good thing for Barack Obama to say to help his vice president out. He hasn't. In fact, he's been silent, and he can't say it now because he's been silent too long.
Right.
Now it's just a political covering. But if he'd said, this was our policies of the United States, and he was following it, and I don't know about anything else, then effectively you have a case where he still has no business profiteering off of government policy and selling, gee whiz, we're going to profit and doing that. But it's a weaker case. That's the reality. But that Obama hasn't said that, and Obama's had plenty of opportunities to say that. And anything he says now is invalid because it's in the election season. So we're dealing with straight corruption. But Ukraine aside, Ukraine's easy. Ukraine's Ukraine's a straight corruption case.
Right.
The fact that he took money from a guy from China, whose job was to flip foreign influencers to being in Chinese control. The fact that he took money and the guy called up Hunter Biden and begged him to help him stay out of jail, and Hunter Biden said, "I'll see what I can do." The fact that that occurred in 2018, 2019, while Joe Biden was out of office. You can't have a guy who's sitting there, a president, who's in the thrall of your number one adversary in the world, China.
Right,
That's what scares me.
Yeah, without
a
doubt.
That's what scares me.
Well, Rick Manning, as always, we appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for being with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden will plead not guilty to federal firearms charges after a delay of years by federal authorities to forward the case. Biden is accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a firearm in October of 2018. The three-count indictment from a special counsel overseeing the case. Prosecutors have another issue brought up yesterday. Biden is asking to enter the not guilty plea remotely via video conferencing, saying it would avoid the cost of Secret Service protection as he travels from California to Delaware, an action that was not afforded to presidential candidate Donald Trump. Also in question, Biden's mugshot, taken when the first plea deal was denied by a judge, has not been released by federal authorities. NASA scientists have predicted there's a chance that a massive asteroid that they've been tracking could hit Earth in the year 2182. Bennu, a near-Earth object, orbits the Earth roughly every 6 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Bill Pasco, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington who's counting the shekels. I mean, budget, who needs a budget, right, Bill?
Why would you need a budget? Only if you actually cared about reckless spending. And nobody right. here cares about reckless spending. So,
or even reconciling it so that, you know, like most households at the end of the month, we make sure that we're spending only what we have. You know, of course, the way it's going now, probably a majority of Americans find themselves scrambling to, pay the checks, you know, that they've got left hanging, you know, because we're living hand to mouth. Thank you very much, because of the policies of one Joe Biden. Single-handedly, by the way, I might add.
Let me put it to you this way. This is a long festering problem in Washington. I can tell you as a lifelong resident of the Washington metro area, the last time we had a balanced budget, the Washington Redskins were a Super Bowl contender.
Okay. And you could still call them the Washington Redskins.
You could. That's right. You could. You could walk down the street and you could actually sing Hail to the Redskins back then.
Yeah,
not anymore.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Yeah, we got this terrible problem here. There's a group of Republicans in the House of Representatives, and I have to point that out because I'm specifically not talking about the group of Republicans on the other side of the Capitol in the United States Senate. They don't seem to care that much.
Right.
But the Republicans in the House of Representatives have come to the conclusion that if we don't change course, and change course soon, and change course radically, we're going to have a whole world of hurt unlike any we've ever had to deal with. this week.
And Bill, you know what? We may need to have that only to wake up everybody, including America's citizens, to realize that you can't be this overboard with entitlements and thinking that a government is there handing out money. Let people come in. Let millions of people come into the border. Give them health care, education, whatever it takes, and just keep writing checks on the backs of its citizens. And it's, I mean, you talk about taxation without representation, Bill. We got kids that aren't even born yet that are indebted to this country.
That's right. And they will be, because we, as a society, have made the decision that we want to support government services for ourselves that we're not willing to pay for.
Right, exactly. Well, because we've been trained that way, Bill. See, we've been trained to think. See, that's the sleight of hand and illusion. You know, we give them our vote, and they make us, go to sleep at night thinking all is well, until it isn't.
Well, here's the real problem that we're dealing with. This kind of government policy, that we're going to write a check for everybody, becomes a huge magnet. It becomes a magnet to poor people around the world who decide, hey, if I can just somehow make it to the United States, I understand they're letting people come in. Not only are they letting people come in instead of deporting them, not only are they letting people come in instead of continuing construction of a border wall, which we stopped on day one of the Biden administration, but stop that process right now.
Right.
But we're actually putting people on planes. When they come across the border, it takes about 2 minutes to process them, and then they get to go on a plane anywhere they want to go. Just
right.
The other night in Eagle Pass, Texas, there were 2,200 people on video camera. We've got the nighttime surveillance. We can see them coming across the border at once. This isn't
exactly
a long line that's coming across one or two at a time in a long line.
Oh, they're invading.
That's hitting the border.
Exactly. They're invading the country. And the thing is, and I mentioned this to Rick Manning, you know, Bill, is that here you process them in a couple of minutes. They go into the interior country. They're told, you know, we'll see in about 7-8 years. Well, 7-8 years, I'll tell you, the women can produce 2 or 3 kids. So now you've got 2 or 3 anchor babies that are tied into these illegals. And the numbers are becoming exponential.
Let's put it this way. Let's put this in context. Let's do a little compare and contrast. On the last July, in July of 2020, the last July of the Trump administration, and I happen to know this because I looked up the numbers just a couple days ago, 44,000 border encounters at the southwest border. An encounter, that's what we call it when we stop somebody, when we detain them.
Right.
Except that we don't hold them anymore, so you don't. It's not proper to call them detention. So instead, we just say it's an encounter.
Okay.
44,000 in July of 2023. 3 years later, you know what that number was? Try 244,000.
Wow.
Do the math. That's a 500% increase in 3 years. And why are they coming? Again, they're coming because they know that they can, once they get stopped, they don't even run from the Border Patrol anymore. They run to the Border Patrol.
Exactly.
Once they make it across the border, they want to be caught and captured and processed, and then they get sent on a plane anywhere they want to go. New York, Miami, Chicago, you name it. Courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer, they get a flight. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, is screaming bloody murder about having 110,000 illegal immigrants that he's got to deal with in a city of, what, 7 or 8 million?
Yes, exactly.
Try Eagle Pass, Texas, with 28,000 people. That's the city population. They're dealing with 10,000 people a day coming across the border.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's hysterical. You got AOC and Jerry Nadler there in New York, speaking of which, trying to, protect and support this policy. Well, look what happened. I mean, the people are getting the message. They're realizing, hey, you guys are full of manure. You know, this is unsustainable. But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't change until we make a change in government leadership. There is no clearer example of the old Washington adage. In Washington, personnel is policy.
Yes.
You put the right guy in the position, the right man or the right woman in the position, and you'll get a different policy. If you want to change policy, you got to change the personnel. And that means this starts at the very top. This is happening because Joe Biden wants it to happen. It's happening because Merrick Garland wants it to happen. Alejandro Mayorkas wants it to happen. This is what they want to happen. This is not a bug of their policy. This is a feature of their policy.
Exactly. Bill, do we have to wait 2 years? I mean, what can be done now? I know they're talking about, you know, impeaching Mayorkas, but I think there needs to be something clearly and definitively executed there, you know, on the Beltway that shocks the system of the Biden administration. Go ahead.
We've got the Democrat mayor, Maura Healey, the Democrat mayor of Massachusetts, has declared a state of emergency. You've got the Democrat mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, is screaming bloody murder. The Democrat governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, is getting ready to declare a state of emergency and is begging Washington for help. These are sanctuary cities are now reaping what they sow. There's a thing about chickens. Guess what? They come home.
They come to roost.
Exactly. And that's what's happening right now. Maybe we don't have to wait a couple years because the Democrats who run the sanctuary states and the sanctuary cities are coming to the realization that, wow, there are consequences to the ideas that we spout.
Guess who gets to pay for it, Bill?
Yeah.
Guess who gets to pay for it? We the people.
That's right.
Because they're going to scream and yell emergency, and then Biden's going to open up the Treasury, and he's going to get, you know, everybody's money. Conservatives, liberals, everybody. He takes all their money, equal opportunity. It's bipartisan, and just floods it into these blue states that came up with these idiot ideas that have been warned, you know, for ages that this was stupid. Like defunding police, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, the good news is a little bit more than a year from now, a year and a couple months from now, we're going to have a presidential election, and we're going to have an opportunity to make a change at the top. And I guarantee you that if we can toss out the Democrats who are implementing these policies, who have this crazy notion, if we can toss them out, then we can make a change. And I think this is going to be one of the big three issues in the presidential
election. It has to be such a sweeping mandate, Bill Pascoe, that Republicans, conservatives go in with a vengeance to clean up all the aisles of the bureaucracy that are so rampantly corrupt. I mean, it is, I mean, there's not one aisle within the bureaucracy that I can say is operating on behalf of the American people. Am I wrong?
From your mouth to God's ear. From your mouth to God's ear, my friend.
It's going to take some courage and commitment, but it's going to start with the people making it well known, regardless of any kind of amount of cheating that the Democrats may try to execute, that it is such an overwhelming victory and mandate for conservatism that they just go in and they're given a broom and a bunch of trash bags and start sweeping them up and collecting them and getting them all out of there. Bill Pascoe. He is the Tea Party Patriots Chairman, Citizens Fund Political Director.
Individuals
Thank you, Bill.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You know, I thought it was interesting yesterday. Here we hit this milestone, $33 trillion in debt. I mean, no fanfare. I mean, to think about that we're part of a country that can acquire $33 trillion in debt and keep on going. And do you think that there's no end to this? Do you think that this is sustainable? I mean, right now, where we are, we're on the precipice of one, just a slight movement in interest rates. And that $33 trillion is going to look like $66 trillion, lickety-split. Do you understand the liability and where we sit right now? Now, the House GOP's continuing resolution spending bill, by the way, includes elements of H.R. 2, which Chris Chmielewski has spoken of many times here on the show, and it is expected to be up for a vote this week. We'll see what happens with that. Chris is with us now, the Vice President of Numbers USA. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
$33 trillion that came and went, and people just like shrugged. I mean, like no big whoop.
Yeah, I remember growing up back, 10, 20 years ago, further back than that. And, you know, you'd walk through Times Square and they would have the debt calculator on there. That's how
exactly
Concerning it was to the American people. Not so much anymore.
They shut that down, right? I mean,
yeah.
they turned the lights off on that deal. You know, this is all part of the, you know, all part of the propaganda machine of the Democratic Party that doesn't want us to realize what's going on until all of a sudden, you know, we get the bill and then we have to start paying for it. I mean, in a sense, we're already paying for it. And then on top of that, this is beyond me. How 82 trillion people can vote somebody into office who is absolutely incompetent. He was incompetent as a senator, vice president. I mean, this guy is the manifestation of the Peter Principle. And now he's the president of the United States. The injury that he is doing to everyday Americans, single-handedly, this just blows me away that here we are, that 82 trillion people would think that Joe Biden, I mean, you hated Donald Trump so much that you were willing to throw away energy independence, a good job, you know, a good paying job, more people back to work, every manner of demographic and race, color, and creed of this country doing much better. But, oh, gosh, those mean tweets. We just got to get rid of this guy. And we were sold a narrative, you know, 82 million people were sold a narrative that, you know, Joe Biden was going to be the answer. Well, thank you very much. This is what you've done and how much trouble you've caused to the American people, where over 61% are living paycheck to paycheck. And even in that, I mean, that's a rounded up figure because, Chris, a lot of people, they've got more month than paycheck. That's the reality.
I'd like to know, too, I'd like to get the opinions of some of the people that did vote for Joe Biden, what they think about yesterday's news when you saw more than 2,000 people at one time trying to cross the border illegally down on the U.S.-Mexico border, you know, just adding to the crisis that's down there. You know, every single time we hear that, oh, the crisis is getting better, it's getting better, fewer people are coming, we're creating new paths for people to enter the country so they don't have to cross the border illegally. It just seems like we'll follow up with a news story another week or two later that it just seems to be getting worse. And that's what the House GOP is trying to do with this one-path continuing resolution to keep the federal government up and running.
The people don't know, sadly. There is media malfeasance here. The mainstream media is not reporting on this. They're giving cover just like they did for COVID and everything else associated with the Democratic Party and Joe Biden, just like they did for Barack Obama. They ran cover for his policies. And what did it do? What kind of injury did it do to the American? They could care less. And, of course, now, you know, some are, you know, they've lost subscriptions. People just they really don't take them seriously. But meanwhile, it is up to we the people. This is what we the people is all about. You've got to be educated. You've got to engage your government. Otherwise, you've got the elites running the show, and they're running us into a ditch repeatedly here. And they don't, you know, they don't, their answers, I'm not going to say that they're, I mean, this is on purpose. They're running us into the ditch on purpose. They you know, people, you know, the illegal immigrants storming and invading our country, this is all part of the plan. This is not some accident or oops or miscalculation. No, this is purposeful, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what's happening. And the mainstream media, social media that is, you know, throttling it back and shadow banning these kind of reports, Chris, you know, shame on them for doing that. Because their reason to exist is to educate the common man, to let us know what is going on with our government. And instead, they're part and parcel of the problem. They've gotten into the bubble, and they have abandoned their reason to exist, and they are malserving the American people.
Yeah, you're right. If you turned on really any of the news networks yesterday, whether it be cable news or national networks, you didn't see any coverage other than the one channel, and we know what channel it was, showing video of what was happening down along the border. I do have to say, though, I'll give a little shout out to the New York Times, because they did actually make a mention of the number of people that crossed the border illegally yesterday, and they also did a story the day before on the child labor issue that has resulted because of this border crisis. They're doing a little bit of reporting, but certainly not anywhere near the level that you saw during a border crisis that was a speck on the radar compared to what we've experienced, what the American people have seen and witnessed and experienced for the last 30 months during the Trump administration.
At some point, it needs to be reconciled, Chris. I mean, you've got all these millions of people that are supposed to come back in 7-8 years. And I keep reminding people, I go, 7-8 years, how many babies are they going to bear? You know, these are anchor kids. These are people with mixed, you know, mixed citizenry and, you know, and dual citizenship or whatever, however way you want to state it. And then it's going to come time and you're going to send the parents back, but the kids are citizens. I mean, this is goofy. This never made sense to me whatsoever to do this, because at the very basis, it disunites the family.
Yeah, and, I, you know, it's all part of the plan. I mean, they certainly know that There's this massive backlog within the immigration courts. There's a shortage of immigration judges, and there's not exactly a ton of people clamoring to be immigration judges, or at least those that are want to do so because they want to uphold the rule of law and not necessarily just kowtow to whatever the administration's policies happen to be. They know the American people are less sympathetic for people who have been in the country for, you know, maybe a year or two, but their sympathy grows for people, even people who are in the country illegally, if they've been here 5-10 years and they've
exactly
part of a community and they have kids here. And that's what they're trying to do with all of these people that have come in illegally, 5, 6, 7 million people. You keep them here 5 to 10 years, and all of a sudden, the only solution is what? You got to give them amnesty. There's no right. other solution. What are you going to do? Mass deport them all?
Well, and the thing is that, you know, now you're trying to vet them 8-10 years after the fact, right?
Exactly.
And you've got people already coming into the country with wristbands that, I mean, they might as well have brands on their forehead with the cartel, right? Because they're beholden to the cartel. So America can't seem to vet them, but the cartels know how to vet them, and they're in full control. Chris, we're deferring. We're deferring a problem down the road that is going to be just extraordinary. And by extraordinary, I mean, we're going to end up at, do you realize we're going to end up at war with the cartels? I mean, literally, it is going to come down to a battle. There is going to be a battle royale. The cartels have been allowed to run rampant, and Joe Biden has been one. I don't know if he's on the take, if he's getting kickbacks from the cartels. Probably. I wouldn't be surprised. Just saying. Just a thought out there. A thought bubble goes off. But anyway, that, you know, they have done very well under the Biden administration. Billions of dollars. Chris, this is way too much money that these guys are making. They're not going to go down easy. Their infrastructure, you and I talked about this the last couple of weeks, the infrastructure of the cartels well into the interior of our country. This is not going to be some easy battle here. I mean, the cartels, like cancer, has metastasized through our communities. And that is a dangerous step. We're not just not talking about, you know, migrants who have come here with hopes of, look, if they want a better life, you can't blame them in that sense. But now we're finding out that, it is the parents that are sending their daughters in and selling their daughters out. They're pimping their daughters out in order to get into the country, that they are the hook. They're the anchor into the country that the parents will follow in. And so what if their daughter has been sex trafficked and may end up dead by the time they get to the country? I guess that's just the price you pay.
Yeah, and you mentioned the point of the amount of money that the cartels are paying. They are. It's been a windfall these last 2.5 years for them. And that's why we've been advocating so strongly. And you see the House possibly taking action this week on including HR2. That's the Secure the Border Act, the border security
yes.
bill. That
and it keeps coming up, Chris. Chris, and I think that's positive that it keeps coming up. Chip Roy, you know, Matt Gaetz, you know, I think that's awesome that it keeps, because it's got to stay up front, because this is such a disaster. And the thing is amazing, you know, you think about this, Chris, that before Donald Trump was elected president in 2016, people didn't talk about the border. Under Obama, it was a sieve anyway, right? And then Donald Trump brings it to people's awareness, and it becomes the key issue of the 2016 election.
Yeah, and I think it'll be one of the key issues in 2024, if not the key issue next year.
Well, it definitely should be. It shouldn't be Roe v. Wade. The Democrats are going to try to do some magic and pull something out of their back ends to divide us all the more. So stay tuned for details. Chris Chmielewski, the Vice President of Numbers USA. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.